Hey guys, welcome back to the Podtail Podcast. This is your host and founder of the Podtail Podcast. So before we even start, I want to wish you guys a happy new year, a happy new 2024. And this is our first recording of the year, and I hope we will be consistent enough to produce quality and also fun episodes for you to learn and have your growth as we experience life. So I want to kickstart today's episode by asking if you're doing well and if everything is going on well on your side. If not, continue praying, continue hoping, and I think everything will be fine. So I know kuna wale, they didn't make it to 2024, and it's sad, and we want them to be part of us because our slogan is, you will always be a part of us or be a part of you. So we're going to break for like 1 second so that we can remember them and also put them on our prayers. So the 1 second begins now. Yes, guys. So personally, for me, I'm doing well. I started the year well, and I'm full of energy to kickstart this year, to learn new things, also to experience good things as a podcast, as a leader of the podcast, and also as a team. Yeah, so as I said on the trailer, I'm going to try as much as possible to be consistent and have a sense of direction here, and also try and arrange the episodes for you. And also to make it easy for you to listen to me or any host who will be leading this podcast. Okay? Yeah. On that note, I think I'm going to add 2 people who will help me on this journey, releasing and producing episodes. And I will introduce them as soon as they start recording. And I think the people who have chosen, they are very good. And after some background checking, I think the team is good. Okay? Yeah. So let's get into today's episode, which is fostering a calmer mindset. Okay? So we're going to start by asking ourselves, what is fostering? Let's start by fostering. So fostering is typically refers to the act of nurturing, promoting, or supporting the growth and development of something, okay? So I'm going to talk about many things that surround this topic and also about life in general, okay? Yeah, so what's the difference of being humble and having a low esteem, low self-esteem? I think this question was asked in our podcast group, and it's really a good question, because low self-esteem is not a positive state of mind. When we have low esteem, I think we think negative about ourselves and negative thoughts about our worth and also our value and also what we are able to contribute into society. So I think a positive humility is about acknowledging that I'm not the most powerful, and I don't have all the answers, and there's a power greater than me by which the sun is rising, by which the clouds come and go, by which the earth produces fruits, vegetables, and nourishes everyone in this planet. Okay? So I think the thing is, when I see more and more of the things in this earth, all the things that go on without my input, I think I feel blessed more, because I am here witnessing all this, and I think it's a very good time to be alive, and I'm just grateful and humble to exist within it, and to be receiving so much. Yeah, there are so many things that are going on And if you're not grateful, I think you're not fostering a good mindset, and you want to be calm, because you'll just be asking yourself that this person A is producing, person B is producing, person C is producing, while me, I'm not producing anything. So that means that I'm useless in this generation. That's wrong. Okay, if you're not producing much, don't put yourself in that blame game. Okay, yeah, everyone has its his or her speed, his or her time. So don't crucify yourself because you're not producing much as other people are producing. Just be grateful, enjoy what they're producing, support, and yeah, just be there, be thankful to be in this generation. Yeah, I know everything is not easy, but be grateful. Okay. Yeah, another thing is I believe that some people are depressed every single day, but I believe that there are some steps on fixing that. Okay. Yeah, so I'm going to guide you from, I think I have 2 steps or 3. I'll think about them when I'm talking. Okay. Yeah, so let's start by step 1. Step 1 is find God immediately. Okay. Yeah. Have a personal journey with God. For me personally, what I do is I have a couple of friends whereby we do Bible studies. We just venture into God and this journey together. If you can't do that, have a personal journey. Of course, we have a personal journey with God, but I do it more with friends. So if you don't have those friends, just do it alone. It's not bad. Okay. Yeah. Step number two is instead of running to someone and telling them your problems every single day, again, find some friends. Quality. I think here on friends, find some quality friends who won't use this against you. So find some quality friends, tell them, talk to them. I think if you talk to friends, if you're stressed and you're not in a very good path on your mindset, I think after talking to them, you'll feel at ease and you'll feel well. Another thing, number three, is go to the gym. A lot of people go to the gym for wrong reasons. Yeah, so go to the gym and just remove your stress from there. Instead of talking about your problem, just go to the gym. And another thing is, what was this? Instead of talking about your problems to people all the time, another thing is talk about your goals. Okay, the goals you have, like when you're starting 2024, what are the goals? If 2024 is big, like the targets are big, try and minimize them to months. Okay, I think 2 months people can manage, or if you can't manage, try and minimize them to weeks. If you can't manage on weeks, try and minimize them to days. Okay, I think 2 days is okay for everyone. If you can't, 2 hours. Okay, yeah. Also, talk more about your dreams and focus on something that is not negative. Please try and focus on things that are not negative so that you can try and improve yourself and also move forward. Another thing is that I'm not saying that if you are depressed, it's in your head or something like that. I believe you are putting it in your head. And I believe you can fix this by your mouth, the things you talk, the things you watch. Okay. Yeah. There was a saying that I heard from someone. I think I've even said it on my podcast, on my YouTube podcast. What you take, something like that. I think, I don't want to misquote. If what you take should be not what you give, something like that. I don't know. I've forgotten. I'll notify you guys on the comment section. So what I've said is, I believe that you're putting things in your head, that you're depressed, that these things are happening, they're not happening on me, things like that. And I believe you can fix this by your mouth. What you're saying to people, what you're saying to yourself. I think start by taking action and taking accountability for what you're saying. I think if you take accountability and put good action on what you're saying, everything will improve. Okay? Sorry. Yeah. So another thing is, I don't think anyone who's suffered a tragedy that has gotten through it in some way will tell you, I need to find deeper meaning in my life. Okay? Because once something has happened and it's a tragic event, I believe something like a loss or death or anything that's a setback, some people numb themselves. We've seen this from our friends, from our family, or also those people who are close to us. If a tragic event happens to you, you're not in that correct mindset to deal with these things, or to continue life in a normal way. Okay, so I think tragedy is just too strong, too powerful for the mind to deal with it or to fathom. So you have to go deeper than the mind, and the place that is deeper than the mind is, I think, love, faith, hope, and also meaning and purpose. Okay? Yeah, so I think to foster a calmer mindset, you have to, as I said, you have to have love, faith, hope, meaning, and purpose. Just that. For me, I can say just that. Love your friends. Have hope in your life. Love yourself. Have faith. Pray more. Have a sense of meaning in your life. And also have purpose. Okay? Yeah. So, something else I also want to tell you is, things end, and sometimes despite our efforts and best intentions or the belief we had in those people or in life, sometimes because of that effort and intent, things end so that something else can begin. Okay? Yeah, so if you want to have a calm mindset, nurture your mind, promote your life on how you eat, sleep, and also talk around people. Okay? Yeah, so pray and have an authentic life. That's what I can say. Yeah, so that's all I can say on this episode. Continue supporting us here on Spotify and also YouTube. Subscribe also to our YouTube channel. And also share with your friends. And I hope you're enjoying our episodes. And also correct us where is possible, where we can improve. I think the team will take it in and we can improve. So asante sana for your support. Asante sana for growing with us. This is our fourth year. And yeah, I can't wait to experience the things we're going to experience this year. We finished our team building last week, and we talked about everything, and we set our goals. We already set our goals for this year. Now it's to accomplish them, staying committed, staying consistent, and also adding value to the group. Yeah, last year was our full year working with the group. I think this year it will be our second. It will be our second year. And if you have something to add, or if you want to become a member of the Podtail podcast, you can find me at _lifeofeddie24, soon to be 25, in a couple of months. Yeah, so thank you so much, and have a lovely time. Peace.